Good afternoon, listeners. Grant Demme with you here once again for another What's Good Lanark Leeds. It's hunting season. It's coming up, and today we are talking to both Deputy Medical Officer of Health for the Southeast Health Unit, Dr. Lena Lee and Dr. Ethan Tumache. They're here to remind hunters of some things to consider to keep themselves safe while they are out in the bush this season. So Dr. Lee, welcome back. We'll start with you. Why are we focusing on hunters' health today?
Yeah, so, keeping in mind that this is information that's probably relevant for anyone spending time in nature, but like you mentioned, it's hunting season, and it's a good time to remind people who are particularly going to be out hunting about things to keep in mind. So one of the things that we've talked about previously is the importance of vaccinating pets against rabies. So that does include hunting dogs, of course. And actually, if you think about the biology of rabies transmission, we actually believe that hunting dogs are at greater risk of encountering wildlife, for example, and that wildlife is then the possibility of giving rabies to them when they're out and about on a hunt. And so it's really important to keep them up to date on their rabies vaccines. Of course, we've talked in the past on this show about domestic dogs and cats as well. But these are dogs that are intentionally spending quite a bit of time outside. And for humans, rabies is fatal unless you receive treatment before symptoms develop. And so something to keep in mind for humans as well is if you encounter an unknown or wild animal, especially if it's acting unusually, stay away from it. Don't touch it or feed or scare the animal. And if the animal is on your property, call the wildlife center for the animal to be removed. And if you've had any what we call animal encounters, so a physical encounter where you've been bitten or scratched or in actual physical contact with a rabid animal, seek medical attention from your healthcare provider. As always, the health unit is a good resource if you have any questions.
Okay, excellent. And now Dr. Tumache will bring you in and welcome to your first little feature here. What's another thing hunters should keep in mind as they head out this year?
And thank you very much for having me. So we already know that Lyme disease is highly prevalent throughout the region. Black-legged ticks in our area may carry a bacteria and other microscopic organisms, which may cause several illnesses. So this one includes Lyme disease, anaplasmosis, babesiosis, or diseases which can be passed on via the tick of an infected, or via the bite of an infected tick. So the best way to try and prevent tick bites is to use an insect repellent which contains beet or ichorin. You can apply this to clothing or your skin, wear clothing that contains the tick repellent. You can put outdoor clothes in a hot dryer for several minutes to kill ticks. Do a tick check when you return inside. If possible, have someone check you from behind. Check your pets for ticks as well. Thoroughly check your body for ticks and then promptly remove them with tweezers or a tick twister. You can take a quick shower and scrub as well after returning from the outdoors to remove any unattached ticks. And you can speak to your vet about ways to protect your pets.
Okay, and so what should residents do if they do in fact find a tick on their body?
So if you do find a tick on your body, remove the tick using tweezers or a tick puller by grasping the tick by the head as close to your skin as possible. Pull on it firmly and gently, but straight out. And then you can examine the tick to see if it's flat or large or engorged. For Lyme disease in particular, if it's flat, it's likely been on you for less than 24 hours. It's unlikely that a positive tick would have been able to transmit that bacteria. So if the tick is engorged, has had the blood meal, it's been attached to you and feeding for more than 24 hours, and you may be at a higher risk of contracting Lyme disease. So I'd consult your healthcare provider. Then you can clean. So this is after removal of the tick, clean and disinfect the site of the bite and make a note on the date you removed the tick. Early symptoms of Lyme disease may appear 3 to 30 days following a tick bite. It may include a red rash and bullseye pattern, fever, headache, fatigue, muscle, and joint pain. These early symptoms may disappear without treatment. However, the disease can move into later stages that might be more difficult to treat. Really to underline here is that Lyme disease is a very treatable. So if you're seeing these manifestations and these symptoms that are arising, is to go and seek out your healthcare provider so that you can be treated in a timely fashion.
Okay, so we've covered ticks, and now, Dr. Lee, let's talk a little bit about mosquitoes. They keep hovering around this time of year, and they're still a concern.
Yeah, so we are seeing climate change lengthening the mosquito seasons, and that has been the case for this year as well. So I myself have noticed that usually my internal clock is that, you know, in and around September, late September, you're really not seeing much in the way of mosquitoes. And this year, certainly still lots when I'm working out in the yard. So, keeping yourself protected against mosquitoes remains important for as long as you have mosquitoes out there. Similar to protecting against ticks, insect repellents that contain DEET and Icaridin can protect against both. Removing standing or stagnant water from the things that are in and around your property or where you're spending your time. So if that's your yard or your hunting camp, thinking about old tires, barbecues, outdoor furniture, flower pots, those sorts of things. And if there's things that, you know, frequently do have water, so feeding fountains, for example, then changing the water frequently is important. Keeping your windows and doors screened, and having intact screens that don't have, you know, bug-sized holes will keep the mosquitoes out of your space as well. And then the last point around the clothing that you wear. So wearing things that are long sleeve, long shirts, long pants, wearing socks when you're out and about, and keeping in mind again for hunters, then, if you're spending time outdoors, having screen tents, and then of course, wearing the right gear as well. A lot of hunting gear is already long, sleeves and pants. So most people are already covered, but keeping that in mind.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Always good and important reminders. Lastly, Dr. Tumiche, I know we covered a lot of ground here. Where can people find all this information and anywhere else they can find, I guess, additional information we didn't touch on?
So a good source of information is to check out the public health website. So there's still harmonization is ongoing. So for the website locations, just for giving those area and we're going harmonization, but for those listeners and residents who'd be in the Leeds, Grenville, and Lanark areas, you can access the website at thehealthunit.org. For people who may be in the Kingston region, there's kfla.ca, or then the Hastings, Prince Edward County regions, HPE Public Health. But encourage people to go to the website. And if you've got further questions, you can always contact the Health Unit.
Okay, perfect. Dr. Tumiche, Dr. Lee, thank you so much for joining me here today.
Always a pleasure.
Thank you very much.